Our God is a great big God. And when Jesus took those disciples up on the mount and he was changed before them so that they were just amazed. And amazed, of course, to see Moses and Elijah too. They would have understood what that meant. And you can just imagine what it would be like. So the cloud came out and opened. The cloud came like that. And that voice said, a voice from saying, from heaven, "This is my son whom I love. Listen to him." Because in the past they would have listened to Moses and Elijah, and that's very good. But they needed to listen to Jesus now. And that's kind of what we need to do. And what they wanted to do, of course, was to capture that moment. When we want to hold a moment, we perhaps keep a diary, or we might take some photographs. But they wanted to hold it in a special way. They wanted to put up shelters or tents, which is why we've got tents today. Should we come and look at the tents? Do you want to come and look at the tents? You can go in the tent if you want. Have a look around. There's one. There's a couple over there as well. Do you want to look at tents? Some over here. Go and have a sit in the tent if you want to. Do you want to look at that one or that one? Go and put the light. You should find in here a little lamp. Climb in, see if you can find a lamp. And put the light on for us. Press somewhere. Button on the top, maybe. Button on the top. There you go. Well done. We have a light. Do we have a light in that tent? Good. Now, we're watching a lot of news these days, and people are living in tents all the time. So this is... And they need shelter. But what Peter wanted to do particularly was to provide a shelter for Moses, for Elijah, and he wanted to provide one for Jesus too. And some of the pictures on the Mount of Transfiguration today show something of that in the rooftop. So you see Jesus ascending, and Peter, James and John, and Moses and Elijah. You can understand that. They wanted to keep the moment. But we've only put up two shelters today. We shouldn't have put up any really, but we put up two shelters because Jesus said, "You don't need shelters." And God said, "Listen to my son, Jesus." We put up two because the other shelter is the shelter that Jesus himself gives to us. We don't need to raise shelters. Now, it's good for us to meet in a church. It's convenient. It's dry. It's a nice place to meet. But actually, Jesus became a shelter for us. And in fact, he dwelt and dwells within us. There's a shelter going on in here that when we receive Jesus into our lives, he becomes for us our rock, our fortress, our shelter, and our strong deliverer in whom we can trust. That's who he is. He is our shelter. And in the shelter, we've got, actually, on the Feast of Tabernacles, which is also this very day in Jerusalem, which is the other reason we've got tents, all of them have to live in a tent for a week. I don't think they all do, actually. I think they set up little tents around their dining tables. I've seen pictures of it. And they have their meals there. But it's a reminder that for 40 years in the wilderness, the people of Israel lived in tents. That's all they had. And that was it. And what they do during this week is they decorate them. So there's a few pegs in here and a few picture postcards. You can peg them to the tent if you want to. And over that side too. That'd be really good. And just a little bit from... actually, this is from our garden, but it's a little bit of an Eastern promise, isn't it, really? Just a little bit, really. But it's just a reminder, isn't it, that all those years they wandered around and around trying to seek God's will, and eventually they had to come back to him. And these two shelters are a reminder of Moses and Elijah, the two greatest Old Testament characters which the people still love today. But the voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, Jesus. Listen to him." And that's about what we're doing today. We're listening for the voice of Jesus. And all of you who have brought your children back to me today after the baptism, which is really important, that's the start of a journey which begins at the point of their baptism, but it goes on. It goes on and on. And all of you will be praying for them and helping them in their faith. Are you enjoying it in there? Perfect. You can stay in there. He's quite happy there. That's all right. That's okay. So remember the most important thing, that our shelter, our rock, our fortress is Jesus himself. And the voice from heaven said, listen to him. While the children are just enjoying playing, we're going to sing another song, which is called Light of the World. And it talks about the God who... Another word for shelter or tent is tabernacle. God tabernacled with us. He set up home in our hearts when we receive him for ourselves. This is where he is. He's not in a building. He's in here. So we're going to sing the song Light of the... Oh, this is in Christchurch, by the way, where Rod is. And they set up their Feast of Tabernacles there around their communion table. That's where he is. They finished, but that's where they are. Okay. But let's stand to sing the next song, Light of the World, You Step Down into Darkness, which you'll find on the sheet.